And now we are going to go to a feature which we started playing last week, and which discusses the spacecraft I was lucky enough to see being launched from Vandenberg. It landed at Vandenberg a few days ago. I saw it being launched from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station, and that was in April this year. And since then, the space plane, which had for a while been under secret wraps, circled the Earth on a mission which the Air Force wouldn't say what it was. And we are going to pick up the news conference which discussed this discussed what its mission was. And we're picking it up from about where we left off last time. So here we go.
One of the things that never really quite showed up, and at least in my mind, in X-33, was the self-maintenance, self-health check. So when it got back down to the ground, you could really move along the turnaround times. Does this vehicle have that kind of self-inspection on landing? Can tell you how it feels?
Yeah, that's called vehicle health monitoring.
I can remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some subsystems on this bird do have that, yeah.
So that's... And that's the first time this kind of hardware's flown, right?
Well, things like F-16s and 777s and those kind of birds have that.
Okay.
We've got time for one more question.
Yeah, it's Graham Warwick here on Aviation Week. Somebody raised a very interesting question there. If you've got to launch this on an expendable vehicle, how do you get the responses, the benefit of responsiveness, if you've still got to stick it on top of an Atlas or a Delta?
Well, what you've got to do is then, again, if it's an urgent warfighter need that you're going to go off and do, or you're going to go off and satisfy, you're going to preempt the people who are currently assigned to Atlases and Deltas. That's what would happen.
Right, but where does the reusability help you there? You could preempt and just stick and get the same thing up expendably, couldn't you? I'm not sure where you get the benefit of reusability if you're going to be having to launch on an expendable vehicle.
Well, it's the access, the Earth to orbit launch. I would love to have a higher flight rate of Deltas and Atlases. It would make each one less expensive. But the reusability is you get to bring that payload back home. You have to launch it again to be sure, but you could be launched into a different inclination and altitude on subsequent launches. Reusability is beneficial in two regards. One is, sort of total mass to low Earth orbit, where you've got a large flight rate for a large number of pounds to low Earth orbit over the course of a year. We really, and boy, I learned this back on X-33 and X-34. The nation doesn't really have enough mass to low Earth orbit to justify that. But when you're talking about a surge, or another way to justify reusability is in a surge mode, where you've got to deploy a lot of things rapidly. And that's where reusability benefits in a surge mode. Again, in that ORS, one of the missions of ORS is a surge replenishment capability.
Right, sorry, yeah, but that still means you only get that benefit if you've got a reusable launch vehicle, not a reusable upper stage, surely.
Well, the upper stage is kind of part of the launch vehicle, too.
Right.
Okay, we're out of time now. If you have any more follow-ups, I think most of you have my email address or phone number. If not, my phone number is 703.
And there we leave that press conference, which is winding up, discussing the X-37B space plane, which was launched when I was at the Space Center. And it landed at the beginning of December at Vandenberg Air Force Base. And they are now preparing another mission for another of those vehicles, and it's due off sort of, well, the date varies with what you read, but it's about March, April of next year if all goes to plan. Right then, we'll go back now to our asteroid music. And this time, we got, by the way, just before we go to the music, if you want to see some pictures of that space plane being launched, the ones that I took when I was there, then you could visit the Southern FM website, which is www.southernfm.com.au, and then /space, and then follow a link through to the Florida Diary, and you'll find in that diary a whole lot of pictures of that space plane being launched and a little animation I made up, plus lots of other things that I did and saw while in Florida. So that's something to look forward to.